every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Arensa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
7:23, a tax expert argued in Parliament that revenue collection has consistently fallen short of budget revenue forecasts since 2014, raising questions over the reliability of Treasury's forecasting models. And this raises the danger that the budget deficit will be higher than Treasury's forecast for the 2019-2020 year. And to talk to us a little bit more about it is PwC tax policy leader Kyle Mandy. Kyle, thank you so much for your time this morning. Before we get into the actual, I suppose, reasoning why, you know, revenue collection always falls short of the forecast, perhaps you could talk to us about how Treasury's forecasting models work.
Yes, certainly. So the way the models work is that they use the projected nominal economic growth for the year. Against that, they look at what the tax base is from the prior year and make whatever adjustments need to be made to that tax base to be more realistic. And then they apply what we term a buoyancy ratio to that to determine what the tax revenue is going to be. So to explain what a buyancy ratio is, if our tax revenues are going to grow at the same pace as the economy grows, you will have a tax buoyancy ratio of 1. If revenues are expected to grow quicker than the pace at which the economy grows, you'll have a buoyancy that exceeds 1.
Right. At this rate, then, where is the tax buoyancy rate sitting at?
So for the next year, Treasury's used a tax buoyancy of 1.31. To determine the revenues for the year. Now, that takes into account two things, crucially. The first is that the 15 billion rand worth of tax increases which have been proposed for the year, and also makes adjustments to the baseline for the carrying of the VAT refund backlog in the current year that we're in as well. When you factor all of that out, what they've seemingly used is a tax buoyancy of 1. So in other words, that when you take out all of those tax increases and the baseline adjustments, that they expect that the tax revenues are going to grow in line with the rate of growth in the economy.
Right. And having fallen consistently short of budget revenue forecasts since 2014, what are some of the reasons behind that?
Well, I think there are three key reasons. One is obviously slower than expected economic growth. The second is that unquestionably there has been a decline in the levels of tax compliance or tax morality. So in other words, taxpayers have not been paying what they should be paying and are taking steps to either avoid or evade taxes. And the third one, which we all are aware of given the recent developments, is the poor performance of SARS in actually collecting revenues itself. So those are the three factors that have played a role. It's difficult to determine exactly to what extent each of those factors has played a role, but they all have played some role or another.
Right. So one might think that perhaps Treasury is then placing too much store in the ability of SARS to constantly improve its performance. Is there a way out of it, or do they always have to rely on SARS and SARS' ability to collect a tax and perhaps even improve on the compliance and morality side of things?
Well, ultimately, yes. SARS is the institution that is responsible for collecting taxes. They're the ones responsible for enforcing compliance. The difficulty is that SARS has lost a lot of skills and capacity over the last 3 years or so. So you get the sense that Treasury are putting their faith in a quick recovery on the part of SARS to collect taxes. And our concern is that faith is a bit misplaced in the short term. It's going to take a number of years for SARS to be restored to the position that it was in previously. So it's expected that they're going to be able to collect or significantly improve their performance in the space of a year, I think is a little bit misconceived.
Right.
The crucial aspect here is that although they are using tax buoyancy of 1.31, and as I said, once you make certain adjustments to the buoyancy of 1, even with the very significant tax increases we've seen in the last 3 years, we, as a country, we haven't exceeded the tax buoyancy of one, even with those very significant increases. So that is the concern, that there is an expectation that we're suddenly going to be able to significantly exceed the buoyancies that actually achieved in the last 3 years.
Mm. How confident are you that we'll be able to see the SARS that I suppose we can all be proud of, that is able to optimize tax collections from, you know, particular individuals and fix some of the structures that fell apart?
Look, I'm confident it will happen, and as a country, it needs to happen. But it's, as I say, it's going to take time. They need to get those key skills back into SARS. Many of those officials that senior officials that left with those skills, they've got to attempt to try and attract them back. To be realistic, they're not going to be able to attract all of them back. We're going to have to find new skills as well to bring in. So the real issue is that it's going to take them a number of years to rebuild. And even once you've got the skills back to redevelop the systems and start actually reaping the benefits of those skills is also going to take time itself.
Kyle, thank you so much for your time this morning. That's Kyle Mandy, who is a tax policy leader at PwC, talking to us about some of the doubts that have been raised over Treasury's tax revenue forecasts. About 30 seconds early, but let's have a look at news headlines.